outcasts. But praise God, if they come into this family, praise God, you're going to have more brothers and sisters than you could shake a stick at. Amen. And when I look back through the scriptures and I look at what some of these apostles had to write and how they were excited about being a member of this family, I go to the writings of John at 1 John 3:1. He says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called what? The sons of God. Praise God, the Father calls us sons, so that means that we are a part of that heavenly family. Praise God, not only.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Welcome. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. This is evangelist and author Brenda Randall. Thank you so much for tuning in again on this Tuesday morning. We praise the Lord for you listening in. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for another week, God. We thank you for what you're doing even now, God. We thank you. We praise you, Father, for who you are, how you're so good to us, how that your word is so true, Father. We thank you. We praise you, God. And on this morning, as we share what you laid on our heart, God, that we'll be able to share it. And God, that you know what we need. And we thank you. We praise you for moving in these last days and times, Father. We thank you for all the listeners who are listening. You know what they need on today. We ask that you bless them right now, wherever the need is, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I have a message on my heart this morning to blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And it, through the midst of all the darkness and chaos and everything, seemed like there was a group in the corner of my house praising the Lord. And I love music and I love gospel singing. It seemed like they were singing, and I just began to comment to them that I hadn't heard them before, but it was sounding good, and it gave me courage to know, because it was really, really, truly a fearful sight to see all that was going on, all the chaotic situations that was going on all around us. But to see them singing, praising themselves, and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Amen. And that's what the Lord is saying. If we would only pray, he would turn it around. Praise the Lord. And he says, now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God was giving us a message and it really stirred my heart. I was running and I was telling my daughter about it on Thanksgiving Day what the Lord had given me. And I remember in the vision how I was running trying to get to them to tell them to turn. The Lord is coming soon, to repent. And I thank the Lord that when he gave me the vision, that I've been able to share with some, that the Lord says we don't know the day nor the hour when he come, but we know that he is coming. Amen. So it behooves us to be ready when he comes. Praise the Lord. For 1 Thessalonians 5:1-2 reads, but of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is so coming as a thief in the night. Amen. And he said, Ephesians 5:27, that he might present, he's coming back after a glorious church, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is saying in the last days, in John 7:37-38, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. How many of you know that the Lord don't want us to be lost? He says, to repent, and everyone who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. We know everybody's not going to call on him, but God's mercy is still extended out to us. He's willing. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise the Lord. Oh, who would not serve a Lord like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. We know this is the holiday season. Christmas is coming. Christmas is at the door. And I'm like, what a message for Christmas season. But Matthew 1:21 reads, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that's what the Christmas Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. He loves us so much that he wants us to be ready. And I praise the Lord, because as I share this vision that he laid on my heart, oh, I know someone may be out there listening, crying out, asking the Lord, how can they be saved, or what could I do to be saved? Amen. There are some of you, the Lord have been tugging at your heart for a long time. Will you repent today? Amen. You know, I thank the Lord for in my book, the Lord gave me in the back of the book, and we can live everyday life. Amen. Because the Bible is the basic. B-I-B-L-E. Bible is the basic for living everyday life. Salvation. Amen. People were repenting in the vision, and many were falling on their knees, repenting, even without being asked, because the Lord had been tugging on their hearts a long time, and they knew it was time to get it right. Will you repent today? God sent his only son, Jesus, to earth for us. Jesus Christ, God's son, died on the cross to take away our sins. 3 days later, he arose from the grave, and now he lives in heaven waiting for that last sinner to repent. Praise the Lord. Will you give your heart to the Lord today? He's waiting. He's ready to save, deliver, and set us free. All we have to do is ask him to come into our hearts and to be our Lord and Savior. Forgive us for all our sins and accept his forgiveness for our ask him to come in and save us from everything, all our sins. Praise the Lord. And you may ask, can I become a child now? Amen. So I think about this Christmas season. Yes, that is the greatest gift we can give, is giving our life to the Lord. But truly, God came to save and set free and deliver. Praise the Lord. So yes, if you will receive Jesus as your Savior, he will take away your sins and you will be God's child forever. He's waiting on you. Will you be ready when he comes? Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord because when he gave me the vision, day of darkness, it was just so heavy on my heart. But through all the darkness in his eye, could see compassion, and he was still just looking for someone that he could get to pray. Praise God. So we saints need to pray as ever before. We need to always pray and not faint. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Amen. God is just an awesome God. And that's why I can tell of his goodness. You may ask, well, what's good about that message? Well, the good news is that Jesus saved, that he is the light of the world, that he is the light that shines in the darkness. Amen. Oh, praise God. I feel like darkness is evil. God is light and Satan is darkness. Amen. Praise God. Pray that your eyes are being opened today, that you will accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And what more, what better gift can we give? Getting gifts, presents from family and friends and everyone is good. But what more to get the gift of salvation? Amen. Praise the Lord. I love him on today. I love you too. God is so awesome. He's so real in my life. And I praise him. And I begin to examine myself to say, Lord, help me to get it right. Help me to be ready when you come. Oh, I thank and praise him for an opportunity and a chance to be saved. For God so loved us. St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank and I praise him for saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I praise him because without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll take Jesus for mine. Be blessed. The same time next week, God willing. Merry Christmas. God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I had a dream the other night, y'all. I dreamed that I was in heaven, and I saw my daughter sitting on his throne with his head hanging down. And in my dream, I saw Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of God. And Jesus had tears all in his eyes. And when I looked around, I saw the angels had drooped their wings. There was bloom all over the place. Well, I got a little worried, because I always heard that heaven was a happy place. And everybody was supposed to be happy, cause I used to hear old folks sing the song, but it's nothing but your heart there. But then I noticed everybody was looking down at something. And I walked over to see what God and all of his angels was looking at. And everybody had tears in their eyes. I could see that they were looking down at the earth below. I heard my God say, I've got a problem. Listen, y'all. Gotta make some changes in this old world. It seems like my people, they can't live together no more. If they don't soon make some changes, the whole world is gonna have to go. Yes, it is. Cause I heard him.